Stack, this is Rick Tidding on Wordly Fry. That's W-O-R-L-D-L-E-Y. W-O-R-L-D-L-E-Y. Wordly Fry. F-R-Y-E. Fry. Date of birth is 11-11-49. Date of visit is 8-20-25. Please make a copy for Dr. Hurdell. Dr. George Hurdell, G-O-R-G, Hurdell, H-E-R-D-E-L, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, history of interstitial lung disease. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 75-year-old male who has recently been diagnosed to have extensive pulmonary fibrosis as observed on a CT scan of the chest done on 3/26/25. The patient denies any shortness of breath, but has an occasional cough with wheezing and chest tightness. And he has been treated for bronchitis more than 3 months ago. He had pulmonary function studies done, which showed evidence of moderate restriction and diffusion loss. The patient has an occasional cough and does not bring up any sputum and denies any chest pain, some aphthousis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of diverticulosis and history of degenerative arthritis. He has had left knee replacement surgery as well as left hip replacement and has had endoscopies and colonoscopies. He had a TURP done for enlarged prostate and repair of a meniscus tear and shoulder surgery. Also had cardiac catheterization and has a loop recorder in place. The patient has bladder biopsies and right carpal tunnel repair as well as left carpal tunnel. The patient is a hypertensive and has hyperlipidemia. Next, allergies to sulfur. Next, habits. Patient denies history of smoking, but he smoked for about 2 years. In the remote past. Alcohol use occasional. Next. He worked as a carpenter. Next, family history. Mother had lung cancer. Father died of heart disease. Next, system review. Patient denies weight loss, but has some fatigue and cough and wheezing. Denies chest pains. And denies palpitations or leg swelling. He has no urinary frequency or dysuria, and he has no cataracts or glaucoma, no hoarseness or sore throat, no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising, and he has no headache, seizures or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. Benazepril 20 milligrams daily, meloxicam 14 milligrams daily, simvastatin 40 milligrams daily, protonix 40 milligrams daily, plavix 75 milligrams daily, and Prevagen. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of ictus, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 60, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 217, saturation 98. HE and endophthalmic pupils reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath counts at the bases. And fine bibasilar crackles are heard. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breath number 1, is extensive interstitial lung disease. And number 2 is degenerative arthritis of the hip and knee. And number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. And number 5 is allergic rhinitis. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 1 month. Copy of his previous labs will be requested. CBC, SED rate, ANA, RA factor. They ordered. And the patient was advised to use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, in case he has significant shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit be arranged here approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. George Herdell, H-E-R-D-E-L, M-D. George Herdell, M-D. Thank you, this is Dr. Susan.